Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church. That's a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here for our Friday, December 4th, 2020. This is edition number 42. We are in season two of the Morning Devotional and we are looking at the Sermon on the Mount. Currently, we are taking up matters related to the Lord's Prayer found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. But we're going to pray together first, like we always do, and then we'll consider the first petition of the Lord's Prayer this morning. Let's pray. Father, now as we come to your word, we come with eagerness and delight to do your will and to hear your will as it's communicated in your word. We pray that you would teach us how to pray, even as we consider the matters that are offered to us here by the Lord Jesus Christ in this, the Lord's Prayer. We pray that you might help us, that you might equip us and strengthen us, that you might give us the grace that we need indeed to understand your word, that it might be useful in the ears of your people. And we do pray for your church, and we pray that you would continue to cleanse her and purify her and make her ready even for the coming of the Savior. We pray this all in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we are looking at Matthew chapter 6. We're going to be looking at the first petition this morning from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. I'm going to read the entirety of the Lord's Prayer as given to us by the English Standard Version, the ESV. Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, this morning, we're going to be considering the first petition of the Lord's Prayer. Yesterday, we considered the preface or the beginning of the Lord's Prayer. We took up matters related to the fact that we approach God with holy reverence and confidence. We approach our Father in heaven as his children, his adopted children. And we do so because he is ready, able to help us in whatever circumstance or concerns or issues we may be experiencing. This morning, we're going to be considering the first petition, which is, Hallowed be thy name. We find that there at the last line of verse 9 of Matthew chapter 6. Using the Shorter Catechism, we read, What do we pray for in the first petition? Now, a petition is just simply a request. It's a formal offering of something that you would like to see done or happen. You may have heard the term used perhaps in a legal context in which a lawyer or a party will petition the court or a judge to hear a case. Well, that's precisely what we are doing here. We are offering something to a judge, in this case, the just judge of heaven and earth. And the answer to the Shorter Catechism simply says, in the first petition, which is, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him in all that whereby he maketh himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. Now, we pray these things because we ourselves need help in order to glorify and honor the Lord. Where I'm reminded of our Shorter Catechism question number one, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God. That is why we were made. And as fallen creatures, sometimes we dishonor the Lord in the way we live or the way we behave or even the things that we may say or think. Here we are praying that God would enable us and others to glorify him in all that whereby he maketh himself known. So we read in Psalm 67, verses 1 to 3, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Now that's coming right from the Aaronic benediction that we find in Numbers 6. It goes on that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. And so we are praying that God would give the grace, the strength needed, enable us even to glorify Him. That is, to bring honor and glory to His holy, reverent, holy name that is there mentioned. Hallowed be Thy name. Now, it's interesting that the Lord uses that term, Thy name, to invoke from us the recognition that God's name is not like any other name. But God's name, His character, His attributes, all that He is bound up in that divine name of Yahweh or Jehovah or Lord in small caps, as you might see it in your English translations. But we are asking for the strength in order to do something that God is going to do. God will indeed bring all glory to Himself. And He does accomplish all of this in His providential dealings in our everyday lives. But as Christians, indeed, we should be desirous of God's glory, even if that meant our ruin, even if that means my destruction. As long as it brings honor and glory to my Father in heaven, then I should desire that to happen. Now, I know that doesn't sound very palatable. It doesn't go down easy. It's a big pill to swallow. But as followers of Christ, we want God's glory above all things. And so even if it means my destruction, my ruin, then that's something that I should want. We pray that God would enable us and others to glorify Him in all that whereby He maketh Himself known. And how has God made Himself known? Well, theologians have generally divided this into two different camps. You have first the general revelation of God and displayed in His creation, all that we see, all that we take notice of, the moon, the stars, the sun, the grass growing in your front yard, the trees that have leaves, and then they fall in the fall, the trees lose their leaves. And so all of these matters reveal God to us. But also in special revelation, where we have God's revelation to us in His Word. And so we pray that we would honor Him and glorify Him. And as we behold His creation, we turn and give glory to God who made it. As we read His Word, we are thankful and praise Him for the instruction and what He tells us of Himself in His Word. We pray that He would take all of these events, all of these circumstances that are happening in our world, whether they are mundane and minor, it seems, from our point of view, or major and cataclysmic. We pray that all of these things would be disposed, that God would use them to bring glory and honor to Himself. Of course, the impetus here for Christians especially is that we are then reminded, of course, that God demands from His creatures, He demands from His redeemed people especially, that we would live to honor Him. That in our dealings in life, that we would live in such a way that He is glorified by us. Now, how does that happen? Well, it's like a mirror. We, as we live and move in this world, we reflect God's glory. We are not all glorious. He is the all glorious one, but we reflect His glory to a watching world as those made in His image, but also redeemed and placed in His family. And so we pray these things in this first petition. Hallowed be Thy name. We long for the glory of God to be displayed across the entire earth. And it will be one day. One day we will see in fullness the very glory of God. I trust these times are a benefit for you. I hope they are. If you would like to contact me, you can do so. That information is there before you on the screen. And so until tomorrow, when we consider the next petition, the second petition of the Lord's Prayer, Thy Kingdom Come, may the Lord bless you and keep you this day and cause you to glorify Him in all that you do. God bless.